In September 2026, a rumor circulated online about a black bear that apparently took a wounded raccoon, and later a wounded fox, to a wildlife center where the bear itself had been treated. For example, one Facebook post archived said, "The first time, nobody believed it. Security cameras at a wildlife center captured a black bear approaching a rear entrance carrying a wounded raccoon in its mouth. It placed the animal gently beside the door, then disappeared into the woods. Several weeks later, cameras recorded a bear approaching a side entrance with an injured fox. Same careful approach, same gentle placement near the door, same quiet exit into the trees. Both animals were found alive and received treatment. Workers compared the two recordings. Both bears had the same unusual white mark on their chest. Same bear, two deliveries. Two injured animals brought to the one place that could help them. Staff searched old photographs and records of bears previously treated at the facility. That's when everything clicked. Years earlier, the same bear had been rescued, treated at that very wildlife center, and released back into the wild. He had been a patient there, and now he was bringing patients back. Officials believe the bear remembered where it had once been helped and returned because it somehow understood that injured animals would be safe there." Other Facebook archived posts archived shared the same text. The black bear story also appeared in a YouTube short archived. Snopes readers sent emails and searched the website wondering whether the story was true. There's no evidence supporting the rumor that a black bear took a wounded raccoon and a fox to a wildlife center it had previously received treatment at. It was posted online by a page with a history of posting heartwarming, though fictitious, animal stories generated with artificial intelligence tools. As such, we've rated this claim false. We searched Google for bear brought raccoon to wildlife center and bear brought fox to wildlife center, and also searched DuckDuckGo, Bing, and Yahoo using the same phrases. None of the searches yielded credible evidence supporting the story's veracity. Snopes also used Google Lens to conduct a reverse image search on multiple different images posted alongside the story purportedly taken at the unidentified wildlife center. That search revealed the story appeared to originate from the Facebook page Storytime, which posted archived prior to the other social media posts linked in this fact check. Storytime's history. Snopes has been fact-checking Storytime's animal rumors for more than a year. The page frequently posts fictitious, AI-generated animal stories supported by AI-generated images that are usually purposefully grainy and or blurry, all meant to generate clicks because of their surprising or heartwarming nature. At one time, the intro section on Storytime's Facebook page read, "Story Noun," an account of imaginary or real people and events told for entertainment. At present, the page's intro section reads, "Animal rescue storytelling from around the world, GlobePaw real moments, inspired stories, and emotional second chances read." Facebook users can subscribe to the page using real money, which gives the page incentive to continue pumping out the animal stories it's known for, regardless of their reality. AI-generated text. Storytime's version of the claim begins with the headline, "Wildlife Center Releases Statement After Bear Saves Two Injured Animals." Storytime, much like the other Facebook pages telling the story, doesn't name the wildlife center or the worker quoted, or describe any geographic details about where these events took place. Even without those identifiers, the wildlife center's statement, which isn't directly quoted in the post, should have showed up in search engine results if real. When we input the text of Storytime's version of the claim and that of another version of it into Pangram, which is widely considered the most reliable AI text detection tool available as of this writing, it concluded that 100% of both versions were written or assisted by AI. It's important to note that even the best AI detection tools can be fallible. Snopes cautions against using them to find definitive answers on the authenticity of texts or images without additional corroborating evidence. AI-generated images. Each of the four Facebook posts linked in this story uses a different pair of images of the black bear carrying the raccoon and fox to the wildlife center, which is already a major red flag for the tale's authenticity. In one version, the size of the object at the bottom left of the building's wall is sized differently in the pair of images presented. In another version, the building is different in each of the two images presented. The bottom of the pair appears to depict a door opening inward from the right, even though the door's handle is on its left side. In a third version, the building and its door are once again inconsistent from one image to the other. In Storytime's version, neither the building, the stone patio, nor the gravel-covered grounds around the building are the same between the pair of images. The general lack of consistency between images is a telltale sign of AI generation, as artificial intelligence tools usually generate each image from scrap and therefore sometimes struggle in keeping details consistent when trying to emulate multiple images of the same place. Storytime does not keep its DMs open, leaving Snopes unable to contact the page for comment. Storytime has not replied to past attempts by Snopes to contact the page's administrators, either.